Good morning. I'm Mark Allen with Gaber.io, and I'm here today with Michelle Lee, the founder of Young Tech Leaders of the Middle East. That's a long title. So good afternoon in your case, Michelle. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you, Mark, for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us today. So to start with, can you share a brief background of yourself and your work experience?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been working in tech for several years, mostly in the financial technology space. And I've kind of worked around in, you know, like Austin and Shanghai, New York, and most recently in the Bay Area. But I was not always in tech. So before that, I did a lot of work in international education, and I was actually teaching English in like Malaysia, Taiwan, and India. And all of those elements kind of led up to a founding of this initiative called Young Tech Leaders of the Middle East. And we are a virtual technology leadership program and community for conflict-affected and refugee youth in the Middle East to empower them to kind of become the next generation of tech leaders. And we do that by focusing on building like human skills, human networks, and human-centered design.
Wow, that's quite impressive. So what gave you the idea to do this?
I feel like a lot of parts of my life kind of led up to it naturally. So working in tech, you know, you kind of realize that technology by itself can't solve everything, right? Like it's a powerful tool. It can help a lot of things, but you often need to bring it back to the human need. So I felt like there was kind of a component that was missing there. And besides that, I also realized, you know, there's all these skills you need to be successful within tech that are not technical skills. So it's like things like communication, teamwork, critical thinking, value setting, et cetera. And I basically saw this gap that I wanted to fill by bringing the focus back on these other components that I think are so critical to your success in tech, but that are, you know, just perhaps overlooked.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I would say that those skills are key to success in any field, not just tech. But I think in general tech, some people in tech lack those skills in general. Would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, so I think you're right. Like every industry requires those skills. The reason why I wanted to focus it in tech is because I did see this need, you know, working at tech companies, working within like data functions or engineering functions. I think, you know, it's important to just kind of have a more holistic view so that we can have, you know, more empathetic, more effective, more collaborative leadership. And I think that these are skills that are overlooked when someone is trying to get into tech. So there are a ton of coding boot camps out there, a ton of technical programs. And, you know, that's not what we focus on. Like those things are important, but we know that you are able to develop those skills on your own. If you have like a computer and internet access, right? Like you can kind of train yourself to code. But things like communication, like that's something that's interactive and you need the practice of it. And that's kind of where our program steps in. So for youth who feel like that they have had not had that training, we provide that in a community-based setting.
Okay, so you don't have like courses. It's more of a collaborative type thing?
Yeah. So the way we structure this is we do have skill building workshops that focuses on those, you know, five or so core skills. We also have networking opportunities and panels with, you know, tech leaders, entrepreneurs, and founders from around the world. So that's kind of the human network component. And finally, we are training the youth on the human-centered design methodology through a curriculum that we built. Mm-hmm. And throughout the program, they also create their own human-centered design project. And that's where they kind of turn their learnings into action. So, you know, they pick up these skills through the sessions we're doing it, but then they're also in these small teams trying to find a issue that they want to address. You know, it can be any issue, local, global. It is open-ended on purpose. And then they have to work to create that human-centered design solution using the framework that we've provided.
And I know that like places like Eastern Europe and Southern Asia, they're really putting an emphasis now on turning out tech people out of college. And I'm not familiar with the Middle East. So is that also what's happening in the Middle East?
So I think there's definitely an interest in tech, right? And like their IT sector is growing. But, you know, there is this recognition that there is a skills gap so that the skills that companies are looking for are not quite being taught at universities and in schools. So, I mean, there's a lot of great studies out there, but when we talk about the skills gaps, like we are talking about these things like communication or creative thinking, having like a global mindset, et cetera. So, you know, that's something that's been identified, and that's kind of what our program is working to fill. And as I mentioned, yeah, there is a huge interest in tech, right? Especially mm-hmm. because everything is going remote now. And, you know, technology is, you know, such a great equalizer, right? It's like an opportunity mm-hmm. for stable employment, for higher pay, for less exploitation. There's less barriers to entry. So we want to open up the doors to tech, basically, for more people who are interested.
Interesting. So, and talking to you earlier, you mentioned that you started this endeavor in March of 2020, which if my memory serves me correctly, that's when the pandemic really hit the US.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Did that cause any problems that you weren't quite expecting?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so the problems ultimately became like gifts because, you know, we just adapted. But yes, the initial issue was that this was actually meant to be an in-person program. So I had partnered with Recoded, which is a nonprofit that offers free coding boot camps to youth in the Middle East. And they have a innovation center in Erbil, the Kurdistan region of Iraq. So we were partnering with them and we were going to do a 1 week in-person program at that place. Mm-hmm. And it was going to be a local cohort too. So inviting youth from Kurdistan, from Baghdad, keeping it local. But with COVID, definitely had to, you know, reframe this and adapt. And at first I was disappointed because I thought like, you know, nothing can match the energy of an in-person program. Mm-hmm. But I am very grateful for how it turned out because being able to do it remotely opened up the ability to invite youth from all over the Middle East. Mm-hmm. And you know, that cross-border capacity is super exciting because then you're introducing cross-cultural education. You're expanding their network far wider than just Iraq. And of course I could also invite speakers, trainers, mentors, et cetera, from around the world too.
Oh, very interesting. And have you actually visited the Middle East since then? Or have you done this one?
I only spent a summer working in Turkey, but I'm eager to explore the region. Like I would love to visit once, you know, things are a bit safer with COVID.
And well, and that brings up, you know, the next, because things seem to be opening up a little bit, we're told recently. were you planning to make this, you know, go back to an in-person thing? Or do you, now that you've successfully done the remote, do you think you'll stick with the remote program?
You know, I think I'm interested in both because there's merits to both. Like the remote program has proven that it's very strong. It's very effective. You can reach out to a wider group of people. But, you know, I do have partners in the region and I would love to be able to visit them and host this with probably, you know, a smaller cohort and in a smaller time frame, but just having that different approach. So yeah, there's possibilities for doing this maybe in Amman or Istanbul in the future. We're just, you know, kind of keeping an eye on the situation and seeing where it goes.
Interesting. And do you think that, you know, this will lead to like people that you train, do you think they'll work in the Middle East? Do you think, or they'll be more global and work, mm-hmm. work for anybody?
I think it could be either, but I do know a lot of the youth are interested in working internationally because, you know, with the remote work, you know, they're able to access different markets. So I think I've seen an interest in those global opportunities. But of course, you know, there are tons of opportunities within the Middle East as well. We're not pushing them one way or the either. We just want to equip them with the skills so that they can enter tech more broadly. And then, yeah, I mean, it's kind of up to them, you know, if there's specific connections they want to make, specific projects they want to do, you know, they'll have that foundation to start with.
Interesting. And I mean, I think the final question would be, you know, you're concentrating right now in the Middle East, which is a very defined part of the world. Are there any plans to expand this to other parts of the world?
Yeah. I mean, so I think the vision is that you can take that young tech leader's name and do it with any community, right? Young tech leaders of Asia, of Europe. Our main focus is we want to expand technological access and opportunity, and that can apply for any community in the world. You know, as I mentioned, like started out with the Middle East because I thought it made a lot of sense within this region and we had partners there. But I'm excited for the future. I think there's a lot of ways to expand this.
Good. Well, hopefully soon things will open up and you'll be a worldwide organization. Wouldn't that be great?
Hope so.
Right. Well, Michelle, I want to thank you for your time today. It's been great talking to you. You never know. Gaper hires technical people. Maybe we could work something out here, you know?
Very, very true. Yes.
Well, have a great week.
Awesome. Thank you, Mark.
Bye.